Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
But Rachel mentioned that she wasn't too long waiting to get into the state services, whereas Deirdre has contacted us a short time ago. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. You got a letter this morning.
Yesterday. The letter yesterday.
And tell us, who was it from? What did it say?
It's from the hospital that I'm waiting on the appointment for. But when I phoned the hospital, because this is going on now 5 years this month, when I phoned them to ask them, they said, oh, well, we just generate this letter. It's actually got to do with the NTPF fund. So I said, okay, well, where do I go from there?
The national treatment.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the heading on the letter?
The heading on the letter is, of course, name and address. Please reply to validate your place on our waiting list. So okay. I'm on a waiting list.
It's an unusual combination of words, isn't it?
Yes.
So please reply to validate.
Exactly.
You've won a holiday in Tenerife or something.
Exactly. No. Are you still sick? Do you still want to see us? No, I actually got well overnight and I'm fine. Thanks very much.
That's what it's meant to say.
It is.
Are you still sick and do you still need help?
Yeah, I can understand there are cases where people maybe have been taken into hospital in the meantime and maybe got sorted.
Yeah, okay.
And that's understandable. But, like, if they are to look back and see, well, this person is still on the list, surely to God, that, like, when your records are in that hospital, they have your chart number, they should be able to... This is the problem with our health system. One hospital has so many departments, and it seems to be that they are so inundated with people on waiting lists. Mm-hmm. One department doesn't know what the other is doing. And I don't mean to offend anybody. I worked in a hospital many years ago in a medical records department, so I understand the system. But we're human beings, not just numbers. I was sent by a specialist that I deal with to go and see a gynecologist.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I've had a hysterectomy and was talking with my other specialist, and he said, look, you really need to go back and see them. And I said, okay, fair enough. Can I just go elsewhere? And they said, no, best to stick here. This is where you've had all your surgeries. They will have your records. It's best to stick with it. So I said, fair enough. Now, at the time, yes, pain I could deal with. I've been living with pain many years. I could deal with. And I said, okay, I'll put up with it. But at this stage, I feel I know my situation isn't as bad as some people could possibly be. I know my history. I've had at this stage, everything is gone, okay? And they have said, oh, you're not urgent. And I said, that's fine. I know I'm not urgent. That was put down 5 years ago. But how do you know what's happening there now?
So just to be clear, Deirdre, you're telling me you've been on a waiting list for 5 years?
5 years. Five years this month.
And you have not seen anybody?
No. And this is the laughable thing.
You haven't? You haven't been called?
No, no, haven't been called.
And you get a letter saying, do you still want to be called 5 years later?
Yeah. Well, I think this could be the third or fourth letter I've signed to send back, yes, I still want to stay in the list. I also got a letter to say, would I be willing to go to another hospital? I think I got two of those and I filled those out. And I still haven't heard anything.
And you said yes?
Yeah, I said yes. I said I have no problem.
Treatment fund, yeah.
I fully understand. If they want to ship people around, that's fine. At the end of the day, if you're getting treatment, you're getting treatment.
And what are you waiting on treatment for? And what is the effect that it's had on your life?
Well, what it is I had an ongoing problem for a long, long time. And I was fobbed off for many, many years being told it's IBS, it's IBS. Okay?
Irritable bowel syndrome, yeah.
I was young, having my two children, thankfully.
Yeah.
And you get fobbed off. Women do get fobbed off. I don't care what anyone says. You're told, get on with it, And this was going on for many, many years. And I knew, my hand on heart, I knew this can't be normal. Talking to my friends, I went, this cannot be normal. So I was in and out and in and out. I had numerous, what they call, laparoscopies. And I was told, no, it's IBS, it's IBS. And between the jigs and the reels, I was in for investigative treatment for another pain that I had. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't find out the particular... So you have your different sections. This wasn't a gynae section I was under. It was a different section. Okay. I'm not going to name it because the person themselves know what they did. So anyway, one particular day, this consultant arrived at the bottom of my bed and stood with six of his understudies and didn't even pull the curtain around my bed. It was in a six-bedded ward. And stood at my bed and said, if you were my wife, I would be bringing you to see a psychiatrist.
My God.
That was the day I developed a backbone. It took me a long, long time to get
my
there.
My God.
I thanked him.
He
for his
said,
services.
hang on, Deirdre. A consultant. Now, obviously, we don't want a name or location. You said
consultant. A very high up consultant. Well known, very, very, very
said,
high up.
Said, if you were my wife.
Yep.
Exact I would words. Bring you to see a psychiatrist.
That's exactly his words, and that's
and I hope you said,
belies.
Well, if I was your wife, I would need a psychiatrist
exactly.
if that's your attitude.
Exactly. Exactly. No, no, I stood up and I packed my bags and I left that day.
Oh, good woman.
Oh, I will never let a doctor or anybody speak to me. And I have spoken to women since and told them, don't you dare. If you think that you know, at the end of the day, you know your own body. Yes, there are times you might say, oh, look, maybe it is just an ache and a pain here and there. We're all getting older, like, you know.
By the way, what year, I was going to say, what century was this said to you?
That would have been about, 20 years ago.
Okay.
Years ago. Which isn't that long ago now,
well,
you know.
There's so much wrong. First of all, if you were my wife, this possessive thing, I would, in other words, if you had the power, as if a husband would have the power,
exactly.
I would be bringing, as if a husband would be dragging...
Putting you physically into the car
Fred,
and taking you to see a psychiatrist.
Fred Flintstone, dragging Irma to to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, like they did years ago, they had the ability to sign people in, because you were doubled over in pain.
And he basically said to you, that pain you're complaining about is phantom.
It turned out I had severe endometriosis.
Oh, yeah. Really painful.
And
really
I had
painful.
What they call a reverted womb. So my womb was tilted backwards and they couldn't see the endometriosis because of the way it was lying. And when, thankfully, I got an amazing consultant and he discovered it, he brought me in, he lasered it, gave me great relief. For some amount of time, I got some good relief.
Right.
And then it started to go bad again. And he was very good. Once I was under his care, he was fantastic. So there are, don't get me wrong, the majority of doctors and consultants out there are amazing.
Okay, fair point, well made. Now,
100%, there are doctors out there that have been fantastic.
Well, tell me about your life for the last 5 years in terms of why you were on the waiting list and what difference, if you had managed to get to be validated, in the meantime, so to speak, to be stamped.
Well, I still, because I've had a hysterectomy and all of that, I don't have periods and stuff, but I would still regularly get chronic double over pain and my stomach would still swell. And this was going on up until 5 years ago. Now, it's going on more often now, but I happened to mention it to a pain consultant that I'm under for a different issue.
Okay.
And he said to me, you definitely need to go back to them to see the gynae team. And that was where I had, this particular hospital was where I had all my consultants, doctors, surgeries, everything done. And that's why they recommended I go back to the same. Now, the consultant that looked after me has since retired, but there's somebody else in their place. But they said, look, at all your records are here, all your x-rays are here, everything is here, it's best that you come back here. So I said, fair enough. So I was put on the list. In the meantime, I have had other surgeries. So, yes, I am on regular pain medication, but it doesn't stop the pain that I have. That would have me doubled over. But I haven't gone back to the hospital because I don't want a repeat of, oh, well, you've had a hysterectomy, you shouldn't have any pain. I have been told, because I've had so many abdominal surgeries, that is, there is a high possibility I have something called adhesions, which are a little bit like scar tissue, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. But going on, when I spoke with my own GP, he told me this is very highly likely my case, which means you have to go in, apparently, and have it lasered out, if that's the case. But the thing is, I haven't been seen.
And is there any recognition in the letter that it's 5 years? Your wait has been five years.
No. I know myself it was 5 years. And when I phoned up, I actually said to them, I said, you do realise how long I'm waiting? She says, oh, yes. She says, it's November the... can't remember the exact date. I don't know that she said 25th or something, 2015. I said, yeah, I do know that. I said, the reason I know that that particular year was a very significant year for us. So it rang bells. I said, I know that. And she says, well, at the time I was told maybe 18 months. And I was willing to put up with it because at the end of the day, I know I've lived with pain so many years. You do learn to live with it. And I know some people would say you shouldn't have to, but you do learn to live with it. You have your good days and you have your bad days. If you have a bad day, you let yourself have your bad day, but your majority of your days are good days. So you get on with it. And my opinion in life, I've learned to do this, is there's always somebody else much worse off. So I'm grateful for what I have, if you understand me.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
But I think at this stage...
other people might be as forgiving, but anyway, you are.
But it's not even that. It's at this stage, how many more people are out there on that list waiting that it could be much more serious? And by the time they get to see that consultant, it's too late. That person mightn't have a better outcome. That person might be told, I'm sorry, this is terminal. You know, how many women are waiting? How many women have died because they have been left too long? This is not acceptable.
By the way, is there a deadline by which you must validate that you're still available?
Oh yeah. I've been told if they don't receive this within 2 weeks, I'll be taken off the list. Now, when you actually go in and read further, apparently they do send you a second one, and if they don't get a result from the second one, you're taken off the list. I have my research done, but the annoying thing about it is, no matter what number you ring for the NTPF, you get nothing. Not a dicky bird will you get from them.
What do you mean?
There's like the phone just rings and it sounds like it clicks. Yeah. No conversation, anything. It sounds like it clicks into an answer machine. I don't know, but I just thought that's all you get. And I've rang six of the phone numbers and I get the exact same thing. So like you can't speak to anybody. Nobody.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was trying to contact a public service the other evening, before 5:30, I hastened to add. And both numbers I rang said these phone from an up to date website, these phone numbers are no longer in service. What does that mean that they've
people? Because it doesn't suit them to speak to anybody anymore.
Are people working from home and it's difficult to do it?
Well, I can understand that, but at the end of the day, there's enough technology out there that these numbers can be diverted. We all can divert our home phone number to our mobile. Like, these companies are big enough and bold enough that when they want to solve a problem, they can solve a problem.
I'm not talking about company, I'm talking about public service.
But even public service, you know, at the end of the day, they have to look after the people. If people aren't well, they can't work. If people can't work, they can't pay back into the system. If they can't pay back into the system, the taxes can't be built up to help the company, the economy. So by keeping people sick and on lists, they're not helping our country. You know, get people well. Yeah. Education and health. If you haven't got education and health, you can't get out there and be the backbone of our country.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing about it, this is the really annoying thing. I phoned and spoke with the hospital appointment department and was told, I said, can you just refer my letter to the gynae department nearer me? And they said, well, you have to be seen by the doctors here first before we can refer you. So...
it's a catch-22 almost.
100%. Mm. And I just thought, at this stage, I'm not going to... like, there's no point in people giving out about something and doing nothing about it. And I just want it put out there. I have phoned a TD about this, by the way. I also, because I feel like if people stay quiet, nothing will get done. And I feel that I've only one voice. But how many more are out there waiting 5 years to be seen? And it's just not on.
Anyway, that doesn't even give us a glimpse of the pain that you're in, Deirdre. So I appreciate that. Thanks indeed. That's Deirdre. Validate your place on our waiting list. Like you've won a holiday in Lanzarote. 51551, wash hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.